The Perch River Wildlife Management Area in Jefferson County is off-limits to the public for most of the year, but 8,000 acres of pristine wetlands are open to visitors through tomorrow. It's a breeding and nesting ground for threatened and endangered birds. A section of the wetland has been drained, and that's attracting hundreds of hungry shorebirds. WRVO's Julia Botero has the story.
I'm standing on a small bluff overlooking Stone Mills Pool. It's one of the three ponds in the Perch River area. Next to me is my guide for the day.
Hello, I'm Irene Mazzocchi. I'm a wildlife biologist with the New York State DEC.
Stone Mills Pool usually looks like a pond, but this month, Irene has drained it so different vegetation can grow. This area is a man-made wetland. It was created decades ago to preserve habitat that was quickly disappearing because of encroaching agriculture and development. We look onto the bottom of the pool. It's now a long stretch of brown mudflats.
You see a little bit of the green coming up. It's not a lot, but the little bit of the green is that vegetation in the mudflats that I'm trying to get back, you know, and especially along the shore.
Tall grassy mounds are growing across the mudflat. When Irene fills the water back up, they'll become little islands.
The geese and stuff will nest on them. You know, the water typically won't go over them when the water comes back on, but they'll be surrounded by the water.
Today, this is a thriving habitat for birds, waterfowl, and small game like fox and turkeys. Right now, hundreds of shorebirds are pecking into the mud for tiny invertebrate clinging to algae.
There's not a lot of places right now where you can have a concentration of this many sandpipers and the number of species that we're seeing.
The thin piece of land we're standing on is closed, even to foot traffic during the year. Today and for the rest of the week, it's open to the public.
And we looks like we have some birders coming.
Oh.
People with some spotting scopes.
Irene and I walk along the bluff to meet a group of about 10 wearing wide-brimmed hats and carrying expensive-looking spotting scopes and binoculars.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good.
Where are you folks from?
Kingston.
Kingston. All of you from Kingston?
That area.
These are the North Lee birders.
We're seeing greater, lesser yellowlegs, killdeer.
The birders lean into their scopes and rattle off the names of the birds they see.
Leaf sandpipers, semi-palmated plover.
And semi-pal.
Laura Stifler tallies the numbers on a checklist.
At least, okay.
And semi-pals, I haven't seen any.
Okay, we just got a couple of spotted, two spotted sandpipers.
Anything that you're hoping to see, something rare or?
Well, I don't know. We would hope to, you know, see a lot of things on this list.
Nice to see the peregrine falcon.
That's true.
I haven't seen too many of those lately.
My guide, Irene Mazzocchi, says to identify shorebirds, you have to look at all parts of the bird, like its legs or chest markings.
It takes a real lot of patience, especially with shorebirds. Shorebirds, to me, is the toughest one to ID, all the species. Mm-hmm. A lot of the other stuff, you can really tell because they're such different sizes or colors, but the shorebirds are a little bit tougher.
Then, as if on cue, the wind picks up and the North Lee birders spot what they wanted to see.
Yep. Peregrine falcon.
A peregrine falcon flies through the air just a few feet away.
So you can see the birds are a little bit agitated. They're all flying up, calling, because there's a raptor over their heads. Really make the birds move.
Satisfied customers to a wildlife display few get the chance to see. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero on Perch River.